The Boy in the Bubble by Ian Strachan. Read by Bridget Forsyth. Chapter 1. How was I supposed to know it was going to be the kind of day when you might get hit by a shooting star or find an extra strip of gum in the pack? Until the end of school, it had been full of the usual sort of stuff. A new spot on my chin, a B- for English, and Mel, supposedly my best friend, giving me a black eye during netball. We were supposed to be on the same side, too. Melissa not only has naturally wavy, thick black hair and a honey-coloured complexion, but when breasts were handed out, I swear Mel went round twice and got my helping, too. Currently, I am, as they say, mammarily challenged. Put simply, I came out like an anorexic ironing board, totally flat, spindly legs and with a white cover. If I sunbathe, which is not often, because I'm the unlucky kind of blonde who burns and never tans, but if I do, it looks as if somebody laid out a bikini to dry on a plain white towel. Something resembling breasts by my next birthday, my 16th, is my big ambition. Right now, I'd willingly settle for shapely thighs, or even hips that don't stick out like corner shelves. So it was just my luck, that day, to come into contact with the only part of Mel's body which isn't soft, padded and round, her elbow. The argument over the black eye was only one of the reasons we didn't walk home together. The other was her heavy date with Justin, James or John. To be honest, it's hard to keep track. Either way, I didn't want to play gooseberry looking like the loser of a prize fight. So I'd gone my own merry way, frightening babies and turning milk.